Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm WUWM's Bonnie Petrie, and this week, listener Hannah Katona has a question for us.
I always wanted to know where the word Milwaukee comes from.
Well, Hannah, to answer that question, I tracked down a woman who speaks the dominant language of commerce and trade in Milwaukee in the centuries leading up to its incorporation as a city in 1846. That language wasn't English or even French. It was Anishinaabemowin, the shared Algonquian language of the Odawa, Potawatomi, and Ojibwe people. They had their own name for Milwaukee.
Minnewaukee, with the N, is the origin of it. It means good land.
Well, it almost certainly was that. Our Anishinaabe linguist will tell us more about that in a moment. But to really answer your question, we have to step into the Wayback Machine and travel hundreds of years to a Milwaukee with no tall buildings or crisscrossing streets congested with traffic.
That would have been pretty much a wilderness, and life would have been hard.
Milwaukee historian John Gerda.
It would have been like camping all the time, and not just in the warm months of summer. It was 12 months a year.
Despite the hardships, the Milwaukee of centuries past had a vibrant, culturally rich population of indigenous people who formed several tribes, including the Menominee, Potawatomi, Ojibwe, and Ho-Chunk.
There were at least seven villages within about 2 miles of Milwaukee's downtown, and they were right in the heart of downtown, as far west as 24th Street, down on Walker's Point, down in Bayview.
The southeast Wisconsin that was home to these tribes for thousands of years was wild, lush, and the place where Milwaukee stands today was a destination, even then, for all kinds of indigenous people to meet, talk, negotiate, and celebrate. So back to our linguist, Dr. Margaret Noden. That's her speaking the language of the Odawa, Potawatomi, and Ojibwe people. She's the director of the Electroquinny Institute for American Indian Education at UWM. And she says, since this was a place of communion for all kinds of people centuries ago, a second word is also in the running as the original name for what would become Milwaukee.
Minnewaukee of the Algonquin, or the actually Anishinaabemowin version, I think is the closer term. But, you know, people will often remember the Maniwaki, which is the Meskwaki term.
Okay, so those two words sounded pretty much the same to my untrained ear. But Dr. Noden assures me they're two different words from two different languages with two distinct meanings. And while the first word means the good land, the second means the gathering place in the language of the Meskwaki tribe. Historian John Gerda says there was likely a gathering place for the seven villages in and around Milwaukee, probably right here where you find WUWM at Waterton, Wisconsin. Dr. Noden says, however, the good land remains her odds-on favorite because Meskwaki place names just aren't a thing around these parts.
In a place where you've got Ozaukee County, Chicago to the south, Kenosha, Wauwatosa, why on earth would you just have one city name? It's randomly Meskwaki. You know what I mean?
So, while there's a decent case for the gathering place, Dr. Noden says, when looking at all the evidence, the precursor to the word Milwaukee was probably from the vocabulary of the Odawa, Potawatomi, and Ojibwe tribes, meaning the good land. Our questioner, Hannah, is satisfied with both options.
Gathering place and a good place to gather.
Bubbler Talk is a production of WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Do you have a question about our city that you've always wanted answered? Submit it online at WUWM.com, and maybe we'll quench your thirst for knowledge.